You're listening to Kizuki, the podcast. I'm Mei Yoshikawa, and I define the Japanese concept of Kizuki as the following. Kizuki. 1. A moment of epiphany, an aha of realization or insight which opens the knower to a new dimension of truth that was formerly unknown. 2. Steps in an incremental growth of awareness, resulting in a movement from ignorance to greater awareness of the bigger picture. A kind of knowing that cannot be undone, that cannot be unrealized. As a longtime yoga and meditation practitioner, a world traveler and curious self-explorer, I'm obsessed with Kizukis. Listen on each week for inspiring and enlightening stories that may just tip you over for your next aha. On this week's episode, Quiet Confidence. I want to begin today by telling you guys a story from my life, maybe some, 12, 13 years ago. And it's actually a tiny story, not a major deal. In fact, it was a silent moment, but it really stuck with me and I felt it has meaning, so I want to share it with you. I was visiting a friend of mine outside of Japan, staying in this hotel, and she knew the city really well. She was a local, so we would meet up and she would take me around and go have nice dinners. I met some of her friends and we were having a good time. And during that time, she introduced me to a friend of hers, a quiet, small-statured man who had grown up with rheumatoid arthritis since his childhood. This experience shaped his life so much so because there was so much pain in his body and there were a lot of things that he couldn't do because of the pain. He was just different from the other kids and he had to learn to live with it, right? But later in life, he overcame many of these limitations and even the pain, and he taught himself to dance, social dance, and he got really, really good at it. So obviously, naturally, there were girls, women, and girlfriends around him, and everyone just kind of enjoyed his company, it seemed. So one night it was my friend and me and this young man. And we went out and we bumped into someone else, another friend of my friend, this tall, well-established man in the business world. And so the four of us stood in some lobby of a building. And I don't remember what exactly it was about, but I do remember that there was a point in our conversation where this tall, well-established man, it was like he made a subtle condescending pass at our younger, smaller friend. I don't know, maybe he was trying to impress my girlfriend, or it was some kind of an assertive moment of dominance, you know? It felt a little bit like alpha male, kind of passive-aggressive, a little clever, but a puffed up moment of pride. And so I noticed that, and probably my girlfriend noticed that too, but it just was what it was. We didn't really know how to respond to it. And what struck me wasn't how this tall man puffed himself up and made him look and sound great. It wasn't that. It was how our younger, smaller, quieter friend completely held his own in the moment. It was like his spine was straight and he was completely unfazed by another man's inflated pride. Moreover, he did not retaliate. In Japanese, there's this phrase, 同じ土俵に上がる, and 土俵 is the sumo wrestling ring, right, with the rope. And to 同じ土俵に上がる means to step up onto the same platform, basically. So our younger, smaller friend, he didn't do that. He didn't retaliate. He didn't even blink. He just watched, observed. He was present with it and let the other dude say everything he wanted to say, let it all run out of his system, and he didn't even defend himself. But I noticed that he also did not shrink. Energetically, he held his own. Sooner or later, you know, the guy's yapping was done and we said bye and the moment was over and we just went out somewhere else and didn't even talk about it, didn't look back and went and had a good time. But as you can tell, this stayed with me over the years. I was wowed by this. Why? Because that was a display of quiet confidence. You see, real confidence isn't loud. I want to say that again because I think it deserves the spotlight. Real, true confidence isn't loud. It doesn't need to assert itself, explain itself, prove itself. It doesn't even need to announce itself. It's simple, quiet, steady, and felt. Ha! This is definitely one of those moments where the silence speaks louder than the words. So I've been thinking about what it means to truly hold your own, to be so deeply centered that no matter who says what or what happens around you, you stay rooted, not shrinking, not puffing up, and especially not retaliating when someone else wants to drag you up on that platform, on that ring. Just being you. It's not about winning or convincing. It's about presence, the kind of presence that speaks louder than words. What about the artist who doesn't need to do all the talking to explain it because their work does the talking? And the leader or someone in a position of authority who has the capacity to listen deeply, perhaps even more so than they speak. The person who knows their value without needing validation. We live in a world that constantly demands explanations, proof, and justification. In fact, a lot of times we're encouraged to do so. Stand up for yourself, prove yourself, explain yourself. But true mastery, it doesn't require defense. Which reminds me, I once read an article in Elephant Journal, like way back when, and it was about the art of letting others be wrong about you. The article spoke about when someone is wrong about you. I don't know, maybe there's some odd gossip going around in the office or whatever. Of course, we want to fix things. We want people to like us and at least see the truth in us. And sometimes, or maybe a lot of times, that doesn't even work. It becomes a waste of breath because in trying to explain yourself, you end up kind of digging yourself deeper into the hole. Not always, but sometimes that can happen. And so the title to this article, The Art of Letting Others Be Wrong About You. If you know who you are, then you're okay sometimes when others are wrong about you because essentially in your core, you know that you are unharmed, right? That's quiet confidence. That's the ability to stand in your truth without rushing to correct the narrative. To know that proving your worth is unnecessary because your work, your essence, and your integrity already speak for themselves. And most importantly, you know it. You know, those who feel the need to announce their strength to react to defend, as you probably already know, often do so from a place of insecurity. But those who are full, whole, deeply rooted, they don't need to prove anything. Their presence is the proof, and they are solid in the is-ness. So, how do we cultivate this kind of quiet confidence? Just is-ness. By coming back to our center again and again. For me, meditation holds the key. For you, it might be meditation or something else, but whatever it is, know that you're choosing that as a practice to have it help you to bring you back in your center and ground yourself there. Practice it, strengthen it, confirm your own presence, that core of who you are to yourself, and do it again and again and again daily, so that when something happens, like a random tall dude puffing himself up or whatever, whenever the world challenges you, you're ready. You stand unfazed, non-reactive, because you don't have a need to prove yourself, because you know you are, and you are happy to just be. Thank you for listening. Learn more about me and my Kizuki Journaling Meiwai Method at my website, kizukijournaling.com. That's KIZUKIJOURNALING.com. Or find me on Instagram at MAEYOSHIKAWA.